cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
.17 left in the second quarter, and we're tied up now as Kansas City scores on their second drive of the evening. Two-point conversion, no good. 6-6, 10-17 before half.
Well, a nice drive by Kansas City as their first drive ended in a fumble. And really, I thought it took the momentum right out of Kansas City to start this game, but they come out and make the stop following that and then get the football back, and their offense gets them back into this game and ties it up. Two failed two-point conversions have left us with a score of 6-6.
And Brady Warford with a pop up to the 39-yard line, loose. And the ball's loose, and no word yet from the officials. As there's a big, probably about 20 bodies laying down at the 39-yard line.
It took a big hop to the right. That's USA side of the field.
And USA recovers at their own 39-yard line. Is I think that ball went higher than it traveled east and west.
Right, that's a Texas League single, Clark, in baseball. And that went straight up in the air, but it caught everybody off guard. And that ball actually landed on the ground. No one could actually catch it. And when it landed and bounced, it was bouncing off some legs down there. But eventually, USA recovers the football and avoids disaster early in this first half.
USA on their third drive of the night, handoff to Macklin Gettle, and he tries to go right gap, and Cassidy's up for the challenge, and they stop him at the 41-yard line for just a yard gain, maybe two according to the spot. Second down and 8 or 9 to go.
Nice recovery by the Cass City defensive line as they have started to figure out this USA offense a little bit. They sniffed out the play action pass, and now the running game is going pretty well. They ran around the right side that time, and this time Macklin Gettle had no running room as Cass City swarmed to the football and pushed him back for a short gain, maybe 1 yard.
Macklin Gettle with another carry coming around the right side, and he swarmed down with one hand at the 48-yard line of Cass City territory as it's an 11-yard gain brought down by number 25. Shade Perzanowski for Cass City moved the chains for USA into Red Hawk territory.
And just as soon as we thought Cass City had it figured out, they go around the right side again, and Shade Perzanowski has to leave his defensive tackle spot and retreat to the sideline and make a one-handed tackle. Otherwise, Macklin Gettle was going for a big gain.
9:15 left before the half is over. We're tied at 6 apiece. USA on their third drive of the evening. Cass City just tied it up with 10:17 left in the second. Working out the right hash, Kine in the T formation, hands it off, and breaking free of his first tackles, Tanner Foley trying to break free of his second, and it takes three white jerseys all the way down to the 36-yard line to finally bring him in, and Jared Nagel finally gets credit for the tackle until they move the chains further into Kansas City territory.
He's a magician, I swear. There was no running room, absolutely any whatsoever, and Tanner Foley has the ball right into the middle of the defense. And after a couple of hesitations and seconds where we didn't know what was going on, Foley finds a way to explode through that line and gets out to the first down marker and then some, and another one-handed tackle. And if he breaks that, he finds a way to get in the end zone, but a big stop, but a big run by the Patriot offense.
A 13-yard run for number 13. He gets the handoff again, this time around the left side. He's down to the 20 and finally forced out of bounds at the 17-yard line by Brendan Hamilton. He started the 37. He's down to the 17, a 20-yard gain for Tanner Foley and the Patriots, and move the chains yet again.
Well, the Cass City defensive end's got a tough assignment because you don't want to get beat up the middle, but they have been getting beat to the outside all game long in this first quarter. They've given one show-me play up the middle, and then you run to the right for a big gain, and then they come to the left side and get an even bigger gain. 20 yards on that last run by Tanner Foley following a 13-yard run on the play prior.
Eight and a half to play in the second quarter, tied at 6 apiece, USA on offense at the Kansas City 18-yard line. It's a handoff that's going to the right side of the field, right in between the hash marks. He's finally brought down at the 7-yard line. as the ball carrier for that one was
Josh Lang.
Josh Lang, and brought down yet again by Hamilton. That is his seventh tackle of the evening. Not a good sign when your secondary is making all the tackles.
Absolutely, Clark. You want those to be linebackers and defensive linemen if possible, but those defensive linemen don't know what hit them. USA getting up and underneath that face mask, and those running backs are blowing right through the line. And when they aren't, they're going around them, Clark, and they're beating the linebackers to the sideline and getting big chunks every time they run the football.
Josh Lang credited with 11-yard run to create a first and goal from the Cass City 7. T formation, Kine under center. Hands it off to, excuse me, quarterback keeper Kine around the right end. And jumping out of their tackles is Cass City's, that would be number 26, Jared Nagel on the tackle. And he's going to be actually for a gain or a loss of a yard at the 8-yard line. First tackle for a loss for Cass City of the evening, second and goal from the 8.
And Jared Nagel, another sophomore on this Cass City team, getting a lot of playing time, makes the tackle there. Read the quarterback keeper. That time, it's almost a read option play for Ryan Kine, and that time he didn't read it well. He was better off letting Macklin Gettle take the football. Kine takes it to the outside and gets no gain on the play.
Kine hands it off right up the gut. Not much going there at all, as they might be out to the 7-yard line. Brady Warford on the tackle, and that looks like it was Josh Lang on the carry. Third and goal to go from the 7-yard line of Cass City. USA's offense going to have to convert on third down yet again to keep this drive alive. Cass City's defense stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, Lang had nowhere to go on that play, but that the defensive line of Cass City has gotten it right the last two plays, bringing down third and long, third and 8 yards to go here for the Patriots. We'll see what they dial up on third down.
It's a handoff to Macklin Gettle, keeping that shoulder down and head down. Flags fly at the 5. He's brought down by Cole Chippy at the 3-yard line. And it's going to be a holding against USA. This is going to push him back 10 yards. And replay third down if they do accept the hold, which is way back at the 8-yard line.
I know that stop brings up fourth down, but there's too close to the end zone. You almost have to accept the penalty, back them up 10 yards, and give your defense a little more breathing room.
It is a hold against USA, a 10-yard penalty, repeat third down. From the spot of the foul, they walk off, and they are all the way back now. Third and goal from the 18-yard line of Kansas City. USA going to have to pull something out here.
Yeah, it looked like Tanner Foley was the guilty party on that play, as he was holding 33 T.J. Moore of Cass City on that play. But now third down and very long. Like you said, 18 yards to go for the Patriots.
Three men backfield, Kine under center. Cass City nearly jumps, gets back onside. Sends a handoff to Macklin Gettle. Same play, except a different result, as Cass City Shade Personowski jumps out of his tackle and brings down Macklin Gettle for just a 3-yard gain out to the 15-yard line. Now fourth and goal from the 15, actually the 16-yard line, according to the spot. So just a 2-yard gain for Gettle. 6:15 left in the second quarter, tied at 6. USA facing a fourth and goal from the 16-yard line.
Well, big play for both teams here. USA done their job. They moved the ball down the field. Whether they score or not, Cass City's going to have to go the length of the field to get themselves a touchdown. But nonetheless, this is a big play for Cass City as well, because they don't want to give up a touchdown on fourth and 15.
Tanner Foley and the USA Patriots. Head coach Tyler Langs calls a timeout to discuss this fourth and goal from the 16-yard line. Dave Hansen, what do you think they're setting up here?
Well, there's one of two things in my mind. Your best running back is Tanner Foley, and I would be shocked if he doesn't touch the football. Otherwise, it is a passing down for most normal offenses, but Coach Lang's offenses aren't normal. They are wing T, and they run the football, and they run it with pride, and they run it in any type of situation. But to me, if you need 15 yards, it's a passing situation. So Cass City, in that regard, has got to keep all receivers in front of them. And this is one time you'll allow a 6 or an 8-yard run. Doesn't bother you here, because they won't score and they won't get a first down. But you can't get fooled and bite on the run fake and have a receiver slip into the end zone behind you for an easy throw.
On the other side of this district, U.S. Ubley and Lakers facing off, and it's Ubley 22, Lakers nothing. Still in the first quarter.
Forget everything I said. We should kick a field goal, Clark.
Mackenzie Trischler is lining up. It would be a 30, and the kick is up, and it did not have the elevation.